This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for the DJV Health Program on the air, part two this week. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. That's where his clinic is. He treats people with heart problems, prevents people from having heart problems, is a great analyst when it comes to what's going on in the world of medicine in particular, and you know, some of the things that are ancillary to our health and well-being. That's our focus, has been for many years. Ken is all over the COVID thing, as I think in my general radio program, the DJV show, Monday through Friday, I have taken the position of wanting to be the leader when it comes to COVID information. Not much interested in talking about politics and that sort of stuff, because I don't know that it helps a lot of people. What I think happens when we talk about COVID from any number of reflective places is it helps people to understand not only what's going on, but how to protect themselves. And we've had all this information for a year now, Ken. We've been talking about this pretty much nonstop. So let's find the new angles, including a study that I see you have studied about the likelihood of COVID reinfection. That's something that really is on a lot of people's minds. How long does the vaccine work? There are some reports this week that it only is good for 3 or 4 months. What say you?
Well, this is something we need to study, and we don't know the exact answer of what you just mentioned, how long the vaccine is going to be effective, whether we're going to need boosters or not, which of the various vaccines made by various different mechanisms will be the most effective with the longest duration. All of these, don't get upset because we don't know the answers to these questions yet, because this is a new disease, and it's being studied. The people who were in the original studies to actually verify that the Moderna and the Pfizer study, the originally approved vaccines, were safe and effective, they're still being studied. The people in the Johnson & Johnson, they too are being studied. So we're learning how long the effectiveness of these vaccines will be. Hopefully they'll be a long, long time, but if we need a booster, heck, here's my arm, I'm ready. But we just don't know the answer. What I think you were referring to is if you have the disease and you get ill, what's your likelihood of getting it again? And it seems like when you're younger, the reinfection rate is low, but if you're elderly, you know, we're talking about 70 or higher, you're at increased risk, and you just have to take all that much more protection, because in this disease, everything happens to the elderly worse. So now we learned this week, your risk of getting reinfected not only is higher, as is your risk of getting severe COVID-19, because that is what it's all about. It's preventing the severe form, the one that kills, the one that gets you into the hospital. And if I may, let me just add, if you haven't heard already, whatever the vaccine, all three that have been approved in America all prevent getting into the hospital, and they prevent death. And so forget all the other numbers and ratios you hear, because that is what is so important. That's the key ingredient to all this, is preventing hospitalization and death, and all three vaccines do. And please think really carefully about getting the vaccine. The only person who I think should think a little more about it is the one who's had any anaphylactic reaction in the past. And if you've had anaphylaxis in the past, just have a friendly visit with your allergist. You can do this even by telehealth. You don't even need to go in. Make an appointment, a consultation, and just discuss it with the allergist to see if there's any pre-medication that you might need. They're the real experts in this, and they can get you ready for this. But the anaphylactic reaction for the vaccines has been lower than most other vaccines, and the safety profile looks remarkably good.
All right. So there's some that really is information to chew on a little bit here. Here's something that's very interesting in terms of those who are exposed. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking about my own experience this past weekend. I was down in Connecticut doing some farm work and my truck broke down and I had to get a tow. The local tow service, a big, big company, actually run by a 70-year-old man named Joe Karras. And one of the things that I was most impressed with was his physical stamina and ability, but he also walked slowly. It was almost like a shuffle. And I know that you've said to me any number of times that people, as they get older, if you're not walking briskly, it's not good for a lot, not a good sign for a lot of things, apparently, including whether or not you get COVID, right?
That is true. A good overall general assessment, you know, doctors call it the eyeball test, looking at somebody and looking how they walk. And those of us who can walk upright, briskly, feel good, have a smile on our face, that is a remarkably good outcome predictor for the future. The next year looks pretty bright. But out of the International Journal of Obesity, you described very well what slow walkers look like. It seems like they, too, are at a risk of severe COVID-19, a high risk, just like the obese people, the diabetics, those who have certain heart issues, certain lung issues. You all know the risks. Some of those who have immune deficiency illnesses. But the slow walkers, too. I think that this group, although your description doesn't fit it, Doug, the slow workers tend to be the frail, more elderly, and just in general a bit debilitated. And it's just it goes along with that group that just seems to have their immune mechanisms not as potent, as effective as the fast walkers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, that's a very important thing to keep abreast of all of these things, letting, you know, thinking about what happens to your body. Do people, the average person, does he or she pay attention to this sort of thing? Hopefully, with the awareness that folks get from listening to Dr. Ken here, you think, okay, wait a minute, I am walking slowly. What can I do about that? I better check it out. So there's one more help among many that you'll get just this week on DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen announcing or introducing you, if you haven't heard before, about Clear, X-L-E-A-R. It's spelled that way because the main ingredient is xylitol, which is spelled with an X. So to get your attention and so you'll know what it's all about, the ingredient starts the word clear. It is a very helpful, natural way for you to keep your nose clean during the day. I do this. I'm going to let you listen for a second. I do that spray into my nose every 2 or 3 hours during the course of the day. What it does is not only do they say this in all the literature, but it really does happen. I found it to be the case with me and other people that I know who have used this, blocking bacteria and viruses, that sort of thing. What it also does is makes your nose feel fresh and clean. It moisturizes not only your nose, the sinus cavity, all of that stuff. So if you're going in and out a lot of buildings, if you're experiencing the beginnings of spring, sort of, what you're allergic to, let's keep your nose clean by using Clear. You can find Clear at lots of the drugstores around, most of the grocery stores around, that sort of thing. You can order it online as well. Amazon has Clear, XLEAR.com. Go to the website and help them and yourself out, because a lot of folks want to get the Center for Disease Control to issue guidelines that will direct doctors to use nasal sprays to combat a lot of things that are harmful in the air that get into our bodies. Doctors are using them, and maybe that is the clue that you want. Let's get CDC approval for using nasal sprays. You can lend your voice to the effort by going to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com, and sign the petition. Just look for the green tab. It's on the right side of the screen. Click on it and sign the petition. Please and thank you from Clear at clear.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
So your home or business Wi-Fi is weak, or maybe you're looking to the cloud for storing and sharing data. If that's the case, one company you should consider is TP-Link. We asked TP-Link's Ivan Dembsevsky what makes TP-Link's products stand out.
What they should be thinking is three things. I think the first thing is ease of use. We're very easy to use. The second is price versus performance. Our performance is top-notch, and our price is, in most cases, if not better than any of our competitors on the market. And the third piece is brand presence and awareness. We are the number one world provider in Wi-Fi. Our products range from routers to access points, external and internal, switches, and networking.
For more info on making your home or business network the best it can be, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen with DJV Health. All right, so let's see what's next here. The FDA has provided a path for authorization of at-home testing. What's that going to involve, Ken?
Yeah, this is really an ultimate pinnacle to reach in our minds. Wouldn't it be great if we had a simple test for COVID where we wouldn't have to send anything out? We could just have everything in the ingredients in the box that we can buy ourselves, no prescription, bring it home, keep it home. If we have any doubt, we can test ourselves, see the results immediately, and know what's going on. Wouldn't that be a nice fantasy?
Yes, it would be wonderful.
And that is so close, and that's what this is all about. The FDA has announced a path for getting these items passed with an emergency use, because there are a few companies out there who believe they have that item ready to go, and the FDA announced what hurdles they need to reach to make it happen. So I'm expecting shortly we're going to have a test like that available, and we can get this done ourselves and know where we are.
Well, it's kind of like a thermometer at home.
Exactly.
It's the same. It sounds like the same kind of thing. All right.
Yes.
We're focusing a lot on COVID as usual and is appropriate. The COVID cases have been underestimated, according to some, with antibody testing. This is one of those footballs, Ken. There are those who say that it's been way overdone because doctors and hospitals mainly have overreported COVID, so you get the $2,000 bounty per head from the government. So what is this latest thing suggesting?
Well, this is all about these estimates, trying to figure out how many amongst us have had COVID, because you'll see these Johns Hopkins scorecards, and you'll see the number of people with COVID, and that actually is not the total number of Americans or people worldwide who've had COVID, because everyone who's had COVID obviously has not been measured by a test, shown that the antigen is positive, and gotten on the scorecard. So this test looked, and it only went through September of last year, looking at antibodies. That is a marker in the blood of who's already been infected. The bottom line is it showed that we've been underestimating on the scorecard by a half as of September 2020. I think it may even be higher by now. Bottom line is a lot of people have had COVID-19.
Yeah, well, that's very true. You get that. Certainly been influenced by it. Have we been influenced properly, I guess, is the question. We'll continue with more focus on COVID, patients, reports, et cetera, plus some other things probably worm their way into our discussion on DJV Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. Did I say that with a K or a C? It sounded like Lake Cardiology. Lake Cardiology is his clinic, practicing down in Central Florida, treating people all around Florida, all around the Southeast, all around the country. That telemedicine connection is all powerful when it comes to still people wanting to be distanced, wear the masks, that sort of thing. So if you want to be in touch with Ken, get other opinions, whether it's a heart problem that you have, respiratory, whatever it is, Ken's very good about answering questions and doing research. So if you'd like a connection with him, help yourself. Call that office number. It's 352-735-1400. Ken does a lot of research in the facility as well. There are a lot of people that come in for You know what I'm trying to remember? I had this. It's EECP, right? Isn't that what it's called?
EECP, Enhanced External Counterpulsation, mechanical way to stimulate the heart to grow new blood vessels.
All right, so that's, there are a lot of people coming there for that. One of the reminders, one of the good things that I like to sort of put into the pathway of people's minds is what we've done. You may have missed conversations on the DJB Health Show, so they're all there. You can go back years and years with Ken. The subject matter is the main line of the podcast. For example, the most recent one is focused on when we're going to all be able to get our vaccines. It may be by the end of next month. Who knows? It'll, you know, next month or the month after. Faster than what was thought to be the case anyway. Also, we talk in the most recent podcast about the Catholics warning against using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of stem cell use. There are various variants, and I think that would be, I'd like to go down that path for a second with you, Ken. Now, but anyway, you get things up to date most every week. You can find what you want to hear. Check your own knowledge quotient about your own body and your own health by checking the DJB Health Show podcasts at djbhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so what about the latest in terms of the vaccines and whether or not people that are taking them. I found it very interesting to look at some stuff this week about, and I think I suggested it to you a few minutes ago, the idea that this, some of these things may only be good for 3 or 4 months. And then, you know, it's like there's a lot of conversation, a lot of information, and people just don't know what to believe and who to listen to.
Well, the challenge is just everybody realize and don't get stressed out. This is a new disease, so we're learning as time goes on. And the best we know right now is get vaccinated, and unless the doctor says you shouldn't, and there's just a tiny small group of people who shouldn't, and those who've had anaphylaxis in the past, and don't make the decision yourself whether or not you should, just do it with a doctor. Because the key is you're helping not only yourself but everybody else, because we're going to get our lives back when we get to herd immunity. You know, about 70 to 80% of us either getting vaccinated or having antibody because they've had the disease, and that's when we're going to get this all back. People are worried. I want to talk a little bit about the safety of the vaccine when we have a second, because people, I hear it all day, this was made much too quickly. How can this be safe? And I want to expand on that if you haven't heard me talk about that, because people need to understand that actually this is a more safe antiviral vaccine than any other new antiviral vaccine, even though it came out quicker. But people need to understand that, because that has not been well communicated. And what's so encouraging to me is if you look at the graph of new cases in America, it looks like it peaked on January 9th at about 15,500 cases. And if you look as of yesterday, it's about 4,600 cases per day. That's a huge drop off. Let's hope it continues.
Keeps going down. More from Dr. Ken in the second half hour of DJV.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
President Biden celebrating a COVID milestone, 100 million vaccine doses administered since taking office in January. Biden Friday visiting the CDC. He explains why it's such an important benchmark.
Because this is the United States of America, for God's sake. There's nothing we cannot do when we do it together. And that's what you're showing everybody.
But Dr. Anthony Fauci among those saying it's too soon to declare victory.
About 23% of the country has at least one vaccine. About 12 to 13% are fully vaccinated. We got to get that up a bit higher before we start pulling back on some of these public health measures.
Dr. Fauci telling MSNBC Friday, we're at the point where Europe was a few weeks ago. A German official saying yesterday that cases are rising at an exponential rate and another lockdown could be announced as soon as Monday ahead of a possible third wave of infections. This is USA Radio News. While in Atlanta to visit the CDC Friday, President Biden and Vice President Harris also meet with Asian Americans to discuss this week's murders at three Asian-owned businesses in Georgia. Eight people killed in the mass shooting, six of them Asian women. Harris seems to lay some of the blame on former President Trump.
For the last year, we've had people in positions of incredible power scapegoating Asian Americans. People with the biggest pulpits spreading this kind of hate.
Harris, part Asian American, she says she understands how the recent violence has frightened and shocked and outraged so many in the community. With Biden in Atlanta, State Department officials in Alaska meeting with Chinese officials, China accusing the U.S. of encouraging attacks on China, while the U.S. accuses China of grandstanding. Both sides accuse the other of violating human rights, with China saying black Americans are getting slaughtered. The two sides also discuss trade and military activities in the South China Sea. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, back in the second half hour of DJV Health, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. In this hour, it's safe. You use that term a lot. The vaccines are safe. That means that most people will have no negative effect. In fact, will be protected. One of the things that has been questioned, as you were just alluding to a few minutes ago, the fact that it was done quickly. But it really wasn't, because the components here have been things that companies like Pfizer and Moderna have been working on for a long time, the RNA part of it. So they just plugged in some new information. Isn't that why it was ready so quickly? It's not like everything started from scratch 6 months ago and voila, we've got the right things to keep us from getting sick.
Well, everything did start from scratch a little over a year ago. And let me just say, I'm talking from experience because I'm about 9 to 10 weeks out from the second vaccine. I had when I had my vaccine, I had the Pfizer only because it was the only one available at the time. The others hadn't yet to be approved. Mm-hmm. When I was notified that I was eligible, it took me about 5 minutes to respond because all along I've been more afraid for everybody, more afraid about the virus than the vaccine. And let me tell you a little bit about how this vaccine was made and why, although I hear this probably every day from patients, how can this be safe? It was made so quickly. Yes, the most recent antiviral vaccine that was made quickly, the mumps, was made in about 4 to 5 years, and usually the new antiviral vaccines take much longer. And here, this one, from the conception to the puncturing of an arm, was in less than a year. Amazing. It was more like 9 to 10 months. So how could this possibly be safe? The reason why this is actually is safer, we know, than any other new antiviral vaccine, it was because where the time was shrunk was in the startup to get the actual phase three study done. You do first the phase one with a few patients, phase two with a few more, and then the phase three, you're dealing with 30,000-40,000 people, blinded, half get it, half don't get it. They just get some saline injected, some salt water injected into their arm, and people don't know who's who, giving it or receiving it. And then that phase three study, which is the big trial, and this is what needs to be completed to show that it's effective. The FDA set the bar for this vaccine of 50% effectiveness. They would approve it. And then afterwards, what happens in all FDA vaccines is that the FDA requires 30 days after the vaccine is inserted into the arm, a window of watching to see if there's any adverse effects, because 98% of the adverse effects or more in viral vaccines and antiviral vaccines occur in that first 30 days. Now, you remember in the election, former President Trump got all upset because the FDA, right around the election, decided to extend the window of safety monitoring by 30 extra days. This had never happened. So this vaccine actually, instead of the usual 30 days that we use to watch, the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine, the FDA required 60 days after initial insertion in the phase three trial of monitoring. And now, beyond that first 2 months, we've had probably, another 6 months. So we're watching many, many months out now, and the incidence of severe side effects is less than the flu vaccine, less than antiviral vaccines. The anaphylaxis rate is probably 1 in 300,000. You haven't heard anybody with Guillain-Barré. You haven't heard, deaths. There's been some rare possibilities, but these things also happen in people that are not vaccinated, so it doesn't look like they're outside the rate. Yes, the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is not approved in America, may have some clotting issues, and that's being looked at, but it is not approved in America. The other three don't seem to have that issue. And what was also amazingly done with the approval of the new Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson vaccine in America, this has never happened before with a new product. The companies making these new products actually started manufacturing, storing, and getting ready for delivery the product, the end product, before it was even approved by the FDA. So the federal government took all the risk out of manufacturing and getting ready for delivery these products if they did not get approved by the FDA. So the lag time that usually occurs for approval and then getting revved up to make and deliver the new item, that was all cut because the companies began to make it before it was approved. So that's why the startup to the phase three trial, the red tape amazingly was cut, and that time was shrank. And then the manufacturing time was started long before approval. But the key, the safety monitoring time for these vaccines was longer than what is usually expected and demanded by the FDA. This 1 month of safety monitoring was actually 2 months with these new vaccines.
Well, it's an interesting explanation, because what I've heard was, as I suggested when we started the conversation, that the RNA stuff had been in the works. They've been working on things with RNA for a number of years, and that's why it was easier. That's what I heard.
In animals, so. It had been in the early 2000s. My old alma mater, medical school at the University of Pennsylvania, they were using this new technology, this mRNA technology, for vaccines in animals, but had not gone to the humans. And this is where, with the COVID, it had been used in the Ebola vaccine, this new technology, and it had shown that it had been working well. So they were just ready. And the nice thing about the mRNA technology is it works faster to make a new vaccine for a new virus than the traditional technology. The startup time is quicker with this new technology, the mRNA. You're right, they did have experience, especially with the Ebola, with other viruses, to try to figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Ken, Doug Steffen here on DJV Health. A reminder about how to improve your memory now. Let's get our mind off of COVID for a moment and think about how your body is functioning in general and how your brain is functioning in general or specifically. Do you find your mind not as sharp as it used to be? Do you find that you're not thinking as clearly as you used to? Maybe your healthy brain function, as I found out in my trip to Seriscan out in Denver a couple of weeks ago, my brain is aging. Hello. Everybody's brain is aging. And as you get older, you need sort of a little boost. A little natural boost from Prevagen would be important. So if you want to support a healthier lifestyle with a healthier brain, a sharper mind and clearer thinking, then you take Prevagen just like I do. This is a favor your body will begin to appreciate as soon as you start taking it. It's a need that you have, and a lot of research has been done along this line, the brain losing its cells through our lives. Matter of fact, I found out that 85,000 brain cells a day, one per second, that's 31 million cells every year, go bye-bye. So you need to support what's in your brain, enhance what's in your brain, and that's where Prevagen comes in. It improves your memory. It's better for short-term, long-term things going on. It's just an all-natural way. A lot of vitamin D is included in this, by the way, and other good things that mix in to help your brain have that extra strength. So as you get older, add Prevagen to your normal supplementary routine for a better brain, a healthier brain, and a better life, okay? Prevagen, find it wherever you get your supplements, find it in grocery stores, and order it online at Prevagen.com or on Amazon.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Your one-stop shop for shipping solutions.
Staples has everything your business needs to ship, like packing materials, mailers, and UPS shipping services.
And now, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services at Staples. Plus, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies.
Staples can even help you customize your shipping materials to create a memorable unboxing experience for customers.
Staples, your total shipping solution.
In-store only. Ends 4/3/21. Exclusions apply. While supplies last.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror.
Yeah!
Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ow, my calves!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get 150% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, here with more on focus on COVID now. I saw a local story here in my neck of the woods at a Worcester hospital, Worcester, Massachusetts. There is a project going on that seeks blood plasma from COVID patients. I know we've talked about this a little. People who have tested positive for COVID may have antibodies, right? So how would they use this? How do people? Because people give plasma, they give blood. The outcome of all of this work going to go just to people who have COVID that are in danger?
Well, this has been looked at in some studies recently to not actually be an effective way to go. So I think early on when we didn't have any so-called therapeutics as opposed to vaccine, this seemed like a logical way to try to treat it based on prior endemics, prior viral illnesses. But it's looking like this is not the best way to go. And now we actually have these monoclonal antibodies where we can treat people with acute illness if they haven't, instead of the vaccine, which we use to prevent. But if you get acute illness, you go to your ER, you get an infusion of antibody, which is much better than taking the plasma or the blood from people who have had it, the COVID-19, and made the antibody and trying to get the antibody into them that way. It's much better to get the, it's much more higher concentration to get the infusion from the products that are being made now. That, remember, that's how that's how former President Trump got treated, and yeah. I think it really saved his life when he had his infusion.
Apparently, he was much sicker than a lot of people thought he was.
And it's a good treatment if you're more than a little ill, and you have, or if you have risk factors for severe COVID-19 and you get a little ill, just call your local ER and see if they have the intravenous infusion of monoclonal antibody. It's a very effective way to get over this, to shorten the duration of illness and to decrease the severity of illness. I would greatly recommend that. Eli Lilly's, you know, another company that makes it, other than the one that President Trump had from, but there's at least a couple of brands out there, and I would go in that direction instead of getting blood transfusion from somebody who had the COVID-19.
So the president this week went out of his way in an interview to advise people to get the vaccine. A lot of people have been criticizing him, as you know. I coupled that with someone, another report on, I think it was CBS, about how hydroxychloroquine is not supposed to be, you know, it still isn't a good, I just find this stuff nauseous, frankly. The politics has gotten into it. But the fact that Trump said it's, you know, you should get the vaccine, I wonder if that's added up to more stats here, because the improving odds of people saying that they're going to get the vaccine is up like 49%. So there are more people who say, yeah, I'm going to get this. And more, it's more available. So we really should have herd immunity fairly quickly, don't you think?
I think that if what we're hearing from the Biden administration is that by the end of May, anyone who wants a vaccine will be able to get one. Mm-hmm. My recommendation is get whatever is available, because all three that are approved in America prevent death, they prevent hospitalization, and you know, a month or two after that, I think by early summer, we're going to be at herd immunity unless there's a new variant sooner.
Dr. Ken, questions for Dr. Ken coming up next year.
Listening with compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Oftentimes, when people listen to others speak, they are really just waiting for the other person to stop talking so that they can chime in with whatever they want to say. We throw around advice easily and then take offense if others don't follow it. It seems to me that we tend to listen more with the intention of telling others something rather than to hear what others really have to say. Look, here's the key to effective listening. Listen with compassion. Listen to others with the complete intention of genuinely hearing everything they are trying to communicate. Listen to their words. Listen to their nonverbal communication. Just authentically and sincerely listen and watch the enormous difference true listening makes. For more on all things life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLS Consumer Act.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted cardiologist from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Madura, Florida. Let's talk about things other than, let's get some questions in here that have come from people about your specialty, heart problems. So question number one has to do with the problem in young adults. Does it increase cognitive decline later in life? In other words, does your brain not work as well if you have heart problems when you're younger?
Well, this is interesting, and you can't start preventing all this too soon. And there's a number of studies this week that address and affect the answer to what you're asking. But basically, adults in their 20s and 30s with high blood pressure, obesity, and elevated blood sugar, Doug, experience actually a threefold higher rate of cognitive decline. That's the ability to think and remember later in life compared to those who have good health with these issues. And this was published this week in the journal Neurology. The other important thing is the American group that recommends preventive testing, and these recommendations are transformed into health insurance approvals. So this is a very important committee. When they approve something, the health insurers are then required to pay for it. They lowered this week the recommendation of when we should start screening for diabetes. So what has been the current approved policy are people in their 40s who are overweight, BMI greater than 25, or obese, people with a BMI above 30. should get screened at age 40. The recommendation this week is to now go to age 35. So if you're overweight and it's or obese, that's two-thirds of American BMI greater than 25 for obese, for overweight greater than 30 for obesity. These two groups, you should start screening at age 35, not 40, for diabetes. And if you have either diabetes or pre-diabetes, it's time to lose weight, get on the diet that you need. When the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program. And even pre-diabetes, this in-between period, this gray area where your blood, fasting blood sugar is over 100, but less than 125, this is a warning to get on the right diet, get into an exercise program when the doctor says it's okay, to get yourself out of this pre-diabetic area so that you don't evolve into full diabetes. No one wants the complications if you can prevent them of diabetes. It will change the rest of your life.
All right, next up is it likely that if you are leading a heart healthy life, that you won't have heart disease. Well, cancer is part of this study, I think.
Well, right.
Well, I mean, this seems like common sense.
Well, the great news, and this is from the American Cancer Society this week, looking at a huge amount of patients, huge amount of population, long period of time. The things that I harp about for preventing heart disease and stroke, the good news is it also prevents cancers. So eating a heart-healthy diet, getting down to ideal body weight, watching your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, getting enough sleep, getting exercise once the doctor says it's okay, limiting alcohol, limiting mental stress. All of these things will definitely keep you on planet Earth longer because we're reducing the risk of the number one killer heart attack, the number one disabler stroke, but also the added news bonus this week is it'll also help prevent cancer. So you get a lot for living a heart healthy lifestyle. And also, all these things seem to lower your risk of getting COVID-19. Also, I'll add that as an aside from we know from other studies.
All right. Severe COVID-19. As a cardiologist, are you frustrated by the study that suggests that the number of people getting heart surgery, heart care, down by half because of the pandemic?
Well, it's very frustrating. And we're going to see, you know, starting this fall, the beginning of the roaring 20s in many ways, where people, you know, are going to travel, make up for lost time. But the whole healthcare group of us are going to be catching up because, unfortunately, and I urge people to rethink this, people are putting off their heart circulation prevention, their cancer prevention, because they're concerned about getting COVID-19. But you got to start getting immunized and getting your prevention caught up, because these things don't wait and they'll come back to bite us. And just rethink this and get yourself caught up.
All right, that's the story from Dr. Ken. Get the latest on many different things that he's focused on by going to the podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Ken and Doug Steffen here on DJV Health.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.